Every month, there's a day when the date is the same as the month. That is January 1, February 2, March 3, April 4, May 5, and so on. A woman named Elaine Fremont designated each of these 12 days each year as Bonza Bottler Day, an excuse to have a party at least once a month. Today seems even more important than Bonza Bottle Day, not just because it's also New Year's Day, but because it's 010101. Next year, Groundhog's Day will fall on 020202. The following March 3rd will be 030303. Starting today, every year through 2012, we'll have one of these numerically pleasing dates, and then the string will be over until the next century. So since these are literally once-in-a-lifetime dates, I've decided I want to do something special, something I've never done in my lifetime before, on each of these special dates. In that spirit, today is the day I leave for Costa Rica. I've wanted to go there since I was a little girl, and last year I decided I just had to do it before I turned 50, which only gives me this year. The birding tour I'm going on isn't starting until the 3rd, but I got a special fare by leaving today. It wasn't until I got my flight itinerary that I realized just how cool it was to be embarking on this wonderful adventure on 010101. January 1st is, of course, the day I start my New Year list. If all has gone according to plan, I left Duluth well before light, and so my first bird will probably be a crow or red-tailed hawk on my way to the Minneapolis airport. I'll probably add great-tailed grackle, starling, and house sparrow at the Houston airport. But I won't get into San Jose until after dark, so my very first Costa Rican birds won't be on my list until January 2nd. But today I'll be in the air looking down on the Caribbean and maybe even glimpse the Pacific Ocean. Costa Rica is a very narrow country bordering Panama, and I made sure to have a window seat. We're each given a finite number of New Year's days in our lives. It's a great time to think about where we've been, where we're headed, and what we'd truly love to be doing during this coming year, and what we'd truly love to be doing during our coming life. Some of our dreams are impossible, but more are possible than we necessarily can see from our own vantage point unless we shift views sometimes. Whether you view your vistas through rose-colored glasses, a magnifying glass, or binoculars, here's to ever-expanding horizons and finding ways to fulfill your loveliest dreams. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.